Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I don't know quite how to describe today's Eagle Hour. We're on the road at Fuzzy's Tacos, and talk about celebrities. Luke Johnson,
they're
look
everywhere.
Across the table.
They're everywhere.
We've got Will Hall and Jay Ladner on the show at the same time.
And it's a baseball weekend.
And it's a
the
baseball
opening
weekend.
Opening of conference play.
But we did find out Coach Hall's completely scouted out the opponent this weekend. You're ready to go tonight, aren't you, Coach?
Well, I don't know as much about Marshall as I do. I know what we've done. I've been keeping up with us. We've gotten hot and excited about that.
Hey, gentlemen, we're glad to have both of you here. Thank you so
honored
much
to be
for
here.
Coming on the show. Coach, I'm going to start with you, Coach Ladner. And first time we've had an opportunity to talk since you had your health scare, and I know that our listeners first of all, want to know how you are, and to whatever degree you're comfortable, Coach. And if you're not, you tell us what exactly happened?
Yes, we had been just to put it all in context, we had been on the road about a 2-week road swing, if y'all remember. Not that that had anything to do with this, but we I had gone to I'd started a little while back. Doing an exercise class, trying to, and really more to manage stress than anything. And I had been doing it for several months. A class I really like at USM is called F45. So any of my friends that take that class with me, I'm shouting out, they're great people. And but anyway, but we had been gone for about 2 straight weeks. I'd gone 2 or 3 mornings a week. It's at 6:30 in the morning over at the pain center. Same routine I normally had, but I had missed the prior 2 weeks. So I went 6:30. I had no problem. I had nothing to do with the class. But what I'm saying is I survived a really challenging exercise class that morning and felt fine, went home. I always FaceTime my little grand. I got a 14-month-old grandson in Jackson. I FaceTime him before he gets off to school and his mama gets to work. And so I did that, and then as I finished that, very normal morning, very didn't have any symptoms or anything, I sat down in my recliner, same routine, turned the news on, was making a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden my chest, middle of my chest kind of started hurting. It felt like indigestion. It really did. If y'all sit in a recliner and you've eaten too much at Thanksgiving or whatever, you start stretching out. And I'm trying to get some relief. Well, it never would go away. And I broke out in fact, it got worse and worse, and it began to radiate down both of my arms, down to my wrist. I broke out and this is probably the most eerie thing, the coldest sweat that you can imagine. It's like somebody dumped some ice water over me. And I mean, it was immediate. And it just covered my entire head, my hair, and whatnot was soaking wet, cold, and then I got really nauseated, and of course went into the bathroom, and I'm just so blessed. My wife was still there; she was going to be working in Laurel that morning, and waited on me to get back from that class, you know, just to say bye. And thank goodness she did, because I was so prideful. I was going to I'd have set it out on my couch. I'd have laid down. And because that's what I was trying to do anyway, and refused 911, but eventually it was in so much pain, I did allow her to drive me to Forest General Hospital. And my hat goes off to Dr. Wilkins, the cardiologist, and that entire staff at Forest General.
They're awesome.
They saved my life.
Yeah, they're
awesome.
Really
did. I didn't know any of these terms heading into this. I went into what they call while I was having the heart attack. But I went into what they call VFib. I lost consciousness. VFib, you have about 60 seconds to live, they say. And that's when your heart basically shuts down. And I had 2 blocked arteries, 100% blocked. Oddly enough, the 2 on the side of the heart, the 2 on the top, 2 on the bottom, were basically 100% clear almost. And so it was very odd how that happened. But they because I was at the hospital, the only thing that is able to correct V-fib is the defibrillator. So I got a dose of that. Of course, I was unconscious by that time. And but they were able to shock my heart back into rhythm, kind of revive me, bring me back to life. And I'm so grateful for that. And anybody out there listening, you know, man, get those tests and get those calcium tests, and especially the diet that we all eat. Of course, I'm overweight, and I know I need to do something about that. I'm working on that. But God's blessed me to be here in Hattiesburg. I guess He had another plan for me to keep going for a little bit longer. But that's really basically the story, Bob. And
how are you now?
Yeah, feeling much better. Just now starting to go to cardiac, what they call cardiac rehab, and kind of building my endurance back up. That was really the thing, I think, most of all, is I've just kind of feeling a depression is a big part of it. And I didn't know that. The cardiologist warned me about that. He said there's going to be some depression. But that's a real, real thing. I've never been in any way depressed about anything. Always grateful for everything, but that's been a big part of it. But now starting a cardiac rehab class that is going to help me get my stamina and so forth back up. And but I feel
good.
Great. And I've been told by many people, including my cardiologist, that eventually with the stents that I had, they put two stents in. I did not have any type of withstanding some of the information that was out there on the internet, did not have any type of bypass or anything like that. I had two stents, and he says I'll feel great. I'll feel better than I ever have. So I'm working to get back, not quite there yet, working to get back to that point, but I appreciate y'all asking, and I appreciate everybody that's had a lot of prayers.
Absolutely.
And so forth. Absolutely. Very, very thankful.
I told you this, you looked a lot better.
Well,
thank
you.
Now, we know a guy named Ankar that Coach Hall can hook you up with.
I'm not sure I'm ready for Coach. I know Coach Ankar. I'm not ready for a dose of that yet.
Coach Hall, I know you said to me earlier that you hadn't really talked directly to Coach Ladner since then, but there he is. What do you want to say to him?
No, I texted him.
He did.
Coach. I didn't bother him. I knew, you know, that he had been getting a lot. I kept up with him a lot through his wife. My wife had texted his wife. And then Father Tommy, I kept up with you through Father Tommy.
He was there at the hospital with me. And I mean, within minutes, it seemed like, of me being conscious, there was Father Tommy. So being Catholic, I'm afraid, you know, they got a deal in Catholicism called last rites when the priest, I'm afraid he was heading that way, you know, or at least not sure. So,
you know, Coach Hall, Coach Ladner mentioned stress. Kind of put in perspective what kind of stress college coaching creates.
There's no, you know, I think Jay would back me up when I say this, the hardest thing we have to deal with every day is letting somebody down, you know, and you're going to let somebody down daily. And whether it's our fans when we don't play as well as we hope we would have played, or whether it's a kid that feels like he should be starting or playing more, and you have to tell him, no, man, you're not going to start, and you're not going to play these amount of minutes because you're just not there yet. I think any time you're in a leadership role like Jay and I are at a place that you care so much about like we do Southern Miss, you just hate letting anybody down. And that builds and builds and builds. You have to learn how to manage that and handle that. Shoot, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, you can talk about it, but it is. First of all, it's your own personal competitiveness. And when you don't, In our case, get to the NCAA tournament, in Will's case, win the league, get to a major bowl game, you don't need anybody else to tell you. You know, it's hard enough, you know, to go home and you internalize every loss. You know, of course, even the wins you can't really enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, not the way that you should. And then, of course, you know, our fan expectations and so forth. But, I mean, I'm glad to be at a place that has great expectations. And Will would say the same thing. But sometimes it's somewhat unrealistic. And I'm gonna do a better job this year of managing stress and doing what – some tips my cardiologist has passed on, you know. And because at the end of the day, our health and our families are most important. As much as we want to win ball games and we're pouring our heart and soul into it, I can promise you, Coach Hall and of course, ourselves and our staffs, there's a lot of people that are affected when we don't win ball games. You know, we have a lot of staff members and families, and I take that burden on too, because I want to, and we're working our tails off. I will say this on a positive note. I feel like I've got a second lease on life. We're going to have a great football team. I feel it. I feel it, Will, and I'm not just sitting there spouting off. I just think things are aligned. Like what we've done in the offseason with our football. I love our football program, and like where we're headed in basketball, and, of course, our baseball team, thank goodness that they continue on.
Does Oz feel pressure? Do you think that Oz feels pressure? I'm kidding.
He does.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. And as I was walking around to the type of coaches we have, Coach, of course, and Coach's wife, all of our coaches, administrators, people at the school, they were first ones in the hospital or reaching out. And, I came out of my room, my little grandson and my daughter, of course, had rushed down there, and I've got my grandson. It was the first time I had gotten out of bed, and I got my grandson. I'm holding him, and I'm just going to try to take a little lap around the hallway in an intensive care unit. And and who do I see walking in there? It's Coach Oz. He was coming there to check on me. I mean,
good stuff.
I still had my little robe on, you know. So.
All right, Coach. We're going to take a break. Be back with Coach Will Hall, Coach Jay Ladner. What a treat to have them both on
Absolutely.
The show. Be right back. Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Bob, we're in trouble here at Fuzzy's. We're in trouble.
We're at Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown. We are having a little trouble.
The purveyor of Phil Hall,
yes,
is talking right now to Rebecca Hall, who has great patience and kindness and compassion.
Anybody that lets Kelly come sit with him in a public place,
or just be seen in a public
just
place.
Be seen.
Rebecca Hall is one of the friendliest people in Hattiesburg.
Well, she just proved that, because if you put up with Kelly, you can put up with anybody. Speaking of Halls, let's talk to Coach Hall about spring football. How's it going?
Can we? I just want to ask one more thing about the stress stuff.
Yeah.
How has your dad helped you navigate stress in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s versus the stress in the 2020s?
Probably none. I mean, I don't mean that as a knock to him, but Coach Ladner will tell you, I don't know if anything can prepare you for this. I mean, everything in life prepares you for what's next, but like until you go through this and handling this, I think it's just something you got to. I think it's a learned skill. And some are better than others. I think people that have great faith handle it better than others. People that have great wives probably handle it better than others. And my dad, you know, growing up under him, and Coach Ladner's a coach's kid, our dads were integral in how we were raised and getting us prepared for this. But I don't know if anything prepares you for the scrutiny of being a Division I head coach.
Yeah.
Like just being a Division I head coach.
And social media and all that's changed so much. And, you know, so many coaches, and this is not even – current, and add my two cents into this, is, you know, a lot of coaches will turn to alcohol or other outlets to try to manage stress, which of course is not a great way to do it. But I know a lot of coaches, you know, that and I'm not talking about just going out and drinking a beer now. I'm talking about it becomes a serious problem.
How do you men block out all the nonsense on the internet and all the ridiculous criticisms and coaching from your laptop? I'll start with you, Coach Hall. How do you block it out?
Well, number one, I don't get on. Like, I have people come up to me. It's hilarious. They'll say, Coach, man, don't worry about what them people on the message boards are saying. Like, guys, I don't get on the message board.
No.
Like, we don't read message boards. Like, that's not –
You know, social media, we have to be on it because of recruiting. But during the season, you try to limit it. If it's somebody that attacks you, I just mute them. And where they can't, I don't ever see it again. And I try to live by, you know, never take criticism from somebody you wouldn't take advice from.
That's yep. good.
You know, in the good old days, if you wanted to say something ugly to me, you had to come up to my face and say it to me. And social media, for all the great things that it's done with the ability to reach people and sell and do those things, it's also created the person that, you know, right. may have a little bit of coward in them to say whatever they want to say.
And I think, and or a lot I'm not of speaking for Luke. Luke can say it himself. Those of us that are fortunate enough to really know you, men, and see what you do every day, it angers me when I see people say terrible things about these guys, because I know how hard you're working, and I know how much you love the place, and I know that nobody wants to win more than you do.
So, this is funny. So we had Travis Krill on yesterday, Wednesday, right? He always comes on Wednesday, and we're off air, and he comes on, and Bob said, you know, Luke may have something to say, and I just went, fire Krill. I just said it, you know. So every time we score like 8 or more runs, I will text Trey Sutton, fire Krill.
And
it's
just, no doubt.
It's, you know, it's just one of those things that people, it seems like social media has disconnected people from campus and live sporting events where everybody can be a critic now. And it's, you know, it's just, it's really funny.
It was funny. Jay and I were in, I think, the Coast last year. And we were we all have to get up and speak, and Travis was actually there. He's from Ocean Springs, I believe. And when I got up and talked, I said, man, it's a great deal we got Travis Krill here tonight, because everybody knows the day you're born into a Southern Miss family, you immediately become an expert hitting instructor. You know, I mean, it's every Southern Miss's, it's every Southern Miss's fan's God-given right to know everything there is to know about hitting a baseball.
Yeah, we have 60-some baseball games, and of course, the invariable one game that we don't hit well, it's his fault.
Yeah.
That's the most mind-boggling and ignorant thing ever.
Well, Coach, he did tell us the other day off the air, though, that he's the hitting coach when they hit like they Tuesday night.
Yes.
When they're not hitting.
Yeah, right. Just to put that in it.
He's changed something within a day, you know, and all of a sudden now we can't hit.
Could you just, guys, on the record, tell people that you don't like to lose? I mean, you don't enjoy it? You know what I mean?
It's awful, and it drives you, though, and you just try to keep things in perspective. And I'm like, Will, I just –
How about your families, guys? Do your families get exposed to all
that? To me, that's the worst part. That's what makes me fight mad is my children and my wife are subject to that. Right. And that's what's, you know, that's it. I got me a little list working. One day I tell my coaches all the time, I said, look, I said, I'm not going to be Coach Ladner for the rest of my life. And when I'm not Coach Ladner, I'm going to go talk to him. There's a couple that have crossed the line a little bit, gotten personal, and I said, okay, all right, we're going to see.
Now, of course, Coach Hall has never been criticized.
Not at all.
Yeah, you're talking about Rebecca, and she's sitting back here. But, like, you know, that's the hard part is, you know, she doesn't sit outside at football games anymore. And she's a person that's always sat outside everywhere we've been.
Seriously?
Because, there's no way for her to sit outside. No, she can't sit outside in the stands. But it's great, too, Bob. Like, you can't – me and her talk all the time. You can't want to coach somewhere where they care and love it and then get mad that they're mad when you don't get it. Shoot, I hate it when we go 4th-and-1 and don't get it, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, so it is what it is.
It's just part of the job, right?
It's not a fun part of it, but it is. And you would wish everybody's 40 all the time, but that's not realistic either. And hey, we make mistakes, but I promise you this: and I'm speaking for Will too. We working our tail off not to make as many, and to win every single game.
What I appreciate, and this is why I was excited to have you guys both on and talking that. But Southern Miss is a place where head coaches support head coaches, and it's not that way in every place.
Yeah.
And the times we've seen you in the Pete, the times we've seen you in Reed Green Coliseum, the times we've seen you at athletic events, is that unique? I mean, does the vibe of what I felt like as a former player was there was a family dynamic to Southern Miss?
I think so. It's a great, you know, you got to have some support somewhere, and you get it from our coaches. I mean, when
the times that I know, especially 2 years ago, we were struggling. Will, man, was the first guy that was reaching out after games and, coach, keep, you know, keep your head up, so to speak, and hang in there. And Coach Barry, I can go on, Coach McNellis. All of our coaches support each other because we're all fighting the same battle, you know, and that's a source of strength to us. And we've got great people as coaches at Southern Miss, and our fan base can be reassured of that. Great people, men and women, and we got great support from our administration, and that means the world. And you know, I know as far as I'm concerned, I'm concerned about pleasing, of course, the Lord above most of all. But when it comes to my job, Joe Paul and of course Jeremy McClain and everybody else, to be honest with you, doesn't matter that much.
You're just a sports fan, Coach Hall. Well, just love it.
Yeah, and I'm a Mississippi fan. And then I think what makes our place unique right now is like how Jay and I grew up. You know, Oz, Delta State guy. You know, like I know more Arnold's from Picayune. I know Austin Crowley's from West Point, and like that matters to me. Mm. You know, and like that's, I think coaching at Southern Miss is a learned skill.
Yeah.
I really do. And I think if you look through the course of time in all these sports, I think you see growth with every head coach that's been here, and they got better and better because I think this place is special and this place is unique and this place has a lot to offer. But I think it's a learned skill to coach here. I really do. I think because the expectations and the standards are not much different than an Alabama or anything like that, even though the resources aren't quite that. And so you have to learn how to sell it and go from there. And I think, you know, Jay's obviously done a great job. Oz is off and running, and we're close in football.
You both came after some legendary coaches too. MK Turk, yep. Jeff Bauer. Mm-hmm. Is that a good or bad thing to follow coaches that had enormous success?
I think it just shows again what we just said. You know, like Coach Bauer won early. Year three, it kind of fell off, but he believed in his plan and kept recruiting. And there's a blueprint there to recruit here, specifically to my sport, that works. And it works, and it stands the test of time. And we're on that. And, you know, we're going into year four. It's time to win. You know, I appreciate what Jay said. It's time for us to get it done. But you want to coach at a place where it's been done before because it shows you can do it again, and there is a blueprint there.
Yeah, same thing. It's a, you know, our football program. I tell people this all the time, and you look at our football program, and Will's paying the price for all those years of Lucas beating Alabama and Auburn and Florida State.
It was a different world then.
It was, but I'm not sure our fan base understands it's a different world. Yeah. It's an NIL world now, name, image, and likeness.
It's
and
a whole that's what different world.
It's unbelievable, but that a lot of our fan base still does not understand why we can't beat those teams. It that thing has flipped tremendously.
But we're going to beat Kentucky. We're going to beat Kentucky.
That's right. We can. But I'm not saying we can't do it. But
no,
the days of us doing it on a regular basis are much more difficult now.
Much more challenging.
Same thing in basketball. You know, I get people. Text or send me messages, you know, how come we're not playing Memphis and, you know, and some of our old-time rivals in Louisville. And I'm like, well, first of all, we'll play, you know, I'm still with Coach Bowers. We'll play anybody.
All right, we're going to continue our conversation with our basketball and football coach. What a great day. Fuzzy's Tacos, Midtown.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Eagle Hour continues on a Friday, live at Fuzzy's Tacos, Midtown Hattiesburg. Baseball moved back to 7 p.m. The first pitch for the first game against the Marshall Thundering Herd moved back to 7. Now, Coach Hall, you had been scouting the weather, and you think we're okay, huh? You think we'll get it in?
I think we're okay. I really do. Me and Todd McCall, we like to think we're as close to weather gurus as you can be. And I think 7 o'clock, I think we're going to play some baseball tonight. And, you know, one thing Coach Ladder and I brought to the table today that our fans don't know is we kept Kelly off the show for 38 minutes.
You didn't.
But now he's back.
Your sweet wife did.
I was going to say, that's the good news. The bad news is I was sitting right next to your wife. Well, so she survived. Yeah, she survived.
We are live at Fuzzy's Tacos, Eagle Hour on a Friday. Happy to have with us men's head basketball coach Jay Ladner, feeling a lot better, looking a lot better.
Thank you, Luke.
And Southern Miss head football coach Will Hall. Coach Hall, let's talk about spring football. 2 weeks in, right? And spring break this week.
Yeah, five practices in, which we stretch over 2 weeks. We set it up where we go 5 days, then we have spring break. Then we're going to go five again, and we'll have Easter break. And then we'll go five more because we got a lot of really good young players that we've recruited and we're developing. We're putting in new schemes, so we want to be able to be extremely physical and practice playing football the right way. And so first 5 days, been really pleased with implementing the new schemes on both sides of the ball. And we'll get back off spring break. We'll go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday this upcoming week. Then we'll go Tuesday, Thursday the next week. It'll be a pretty physical 2 weeks for us. Thursday and Saturday we'll tackle, and then the next Thursday we'll tackle as well. And that'll get us through 10 days, and we'll see where we're at from there. And but like where we're headed.
Coach Big Nail, Coach Long, everything good?
Yeah, excited about both those guys. You know, the big thing with Coach Long, you know, he's a proven play caller. He's done extremely well everywhere he's been. And then being at Louisville this past year, you know, with Coach Brahm again and reuniting with him, I think you'll see a lot more loose plays on the perimeter. A lot more screens, a lot more tight end involvement, which are things we needed. With Coach Big Nail, you're going to see a scheme that is eyes more on the ball, more on the quarterback, less man coverage, which is going to give our athletes – look, we recruit guys that can really run and hit here. That's the area we're in. We want to get their eyes on the ball where they can attack the football, and if a ball gets tipped, we can get hands on it and create takeaways. That's something he did a great job of where he came from at Eastern Illinois. We're playing with a lot more energy and passion already on that side of the ball. So excited about both those two guys.
Good deal. Let's slide in and get both of you guys something, Coach Hall, that you have been harping on nationally. Ross Dellinger from Yahoo Sports, big article a couple weeks ago. You were the headliner there with NIL. So let's talk to the top collective, something that you're really passionate about, and, you know, just take it from there.
Yeah, you know, I think Jay would agree with me on this. I think it's the single most important thing that you can do, not just for our athletic program, but our university as a whole right now. I think we're in a 2 to 4 year window where we're going to live in this wild, wild west. I think it's at Congress right now. Everybody knows it's at Congress. It's being talked about. We're going to get parameters on this thing. That's coming again, but it's not coming for probably 2 to 4 more years. Right now, you've got to give to this entity that's outside the university. Which is a little different than what everybody's used to. I think there will come a day in 2 to 4 years where it is absorbed by the university and it starts funneling back through that. But it shows that we can function at a level that we need to be, that we need to function at our level. And it can raise our game and give us an edge. You know, we were talking off air a while ago. We have a real fan base. We love to say we have the most passionate fan base. Well, there's a way to gauge that now. There's a barometer to prove it. You know, and we're right now trying to grow that collective to over 1,000 people. I think we can do that at the group of five level. That would be astronomical. But it would almost put us on par with a lot of people that sometimes are viewed as being above us. You know, our fans need to understand, like, UCLA's head coach just left to be an assistant coach. Mm-hmm. Boston College's head coach just left to be an assistant coach. We're not that far away if we'll rally together on this thing. And we were talking – you know, I mean, there'll be 5,000 people at the peak this weekend. There's 2,000 people on Hardy Street every day at 5 o'clock. if we could just get 3,000 to 4,000 people given $500 a year, 4,000 people at $500 a year is $2 million. Mm-hmm. When we're functioning at $2 million, we're functioning better than a lot of teams that are in the so-called SEC right now.
Coach Ladner?
I echo everything Coach said. It is the name of the game. Whether our fan base, and I've talked to both sides, and Will probably has too. Well, I don't really agree with that, you know. That's fine, and of course, you know, that's up to everybody to do what they feel is best because, of course, it's their money. But I'm going to use McNeese State as an example. Will Wade, the new basketball coach, of course, we played McNeese this year. They have a $600,000 plus NIL budget. They went from last in the league to first immediately. That's the name of the game, and it's directly proportional to the type of players you can bring in. It's going to be one of the first things that's brought up. It's not as much now about facilities as it used to. Used to be about facilities and things like that in your recruiting talk. Now it's about how much money am I going to get. And whether it's distasteful, however how you perceive it, it's the reality of the world that we're living in, and we have to get unified and we have to get organized to have enough. You know, one thing I was watching. Of course, the teams now are in these conference tournaments, and one of the guys was saying, "Yeah, what a great recruiter." And I'm not going to say the coach's name. I said, "Well." I didn't say heck. I said, you know, H, yeah, I'd be one too. You give me $3 million to work with. I promise you, we'll put a team in Reed Green that you had never seen, you know. And of course, that's in here in state. So that's what recruiting has become is how much NIL budget that you have. But that's the reality of the world that we're living in. And it was thrown on the NCAA, threw all this out there without any restrictions, guidelines. It's not what it was intended to be. What it was intended to be is if you wanted a Reggie Collier jersey or a Brett Favre jersey or whatever, you go and they were selling them in the bookstore or around town, that person got a percentage of those. I don't think anybody in the world would have argued this, but now it's about, and they expect that to be part of the package, you know. And I could go on and on, Kelly and Luke, talking about this.
But the fact that your own athletic director and, you know, your boss, Jeremy McClain, has said, look, if you only have, talking to the regular fan, if you only have X amount of dollars to give, give it to the NIL rather than the Eagle Club. We hope you'll give to both.
Yeah.
But in the budget, if there's only a certain amount, give it to the NIL. That should underscore how important the athletic director even thinks it is.
Yeah. No, there's no question about it. And again, everybody says, well, why don't we just have a few big boosters step up? Well, we do have big boosters stepping up. We do have big donors stepping up. But again, there's strength in numbers. You know, the St. Jude model is a great model for this. When you think about $20 a month, that's not even a full tank of gas anymore, Kelly. But $20 a month is $240 a year. Again, if all 5,000 people that are at the Peak this weekend give $20 a month, we're rolling. You know, if we really want to win, like, that would do it right there. All 5,000 people at the Peak this weekend giving $20 a month, we would be freaking rolling.
What do you say to what, you know, Jeremy said? We're for that. But for the booster out there that says, well, I'm giving the education, and I'm giving the scholarships, and that's what – I mean, how do you respond to that?
Well, when I talk to people, you know, I always say, look, I don't want to – are we robbing Peter to pay Paul a little bit in some of this? There's no doubt. But I do believe with all my heart, and this is educated through all the stuff we're being told, it's going to get back absorbed by the university. It's at Congress right now. But before that happens, this is the route we've got to go to give us the edge that it takes to win. And winning produces everything. Mm-hmm. Right, winning in athletics causes enrollment to grow up. Enrollment going up causes the economy to be better. You know, enrollment going up causes Fuzzies to have more people eating at it. So, like, it's a snowball effect. And the fastest way to get that snowball rolling downhill is giving money to the collective.
We got the NCAA tournament coming up, Coach Ladner. Now that you guys are not going to be a part of that tournament, is it pretty much clear that the Iowa State Cyclones will win the national championship?
Look, I tell you what, I love watching them play, Coach. I still can't pronounce his name.
Opsenberger.
He does a great job. He's taken a program that was really struggling, and of course, turned around in Big 12. Of course, is unbelievable. I love that style of basketball. So I envy you. I'm jealous of you, Kelly, to be able to have gone to Hilton Arena and seen so many of those games in your past. But this is a great time of year.
Who wins it?
UConn is my choice. I think UConn's going to win it. I love Danny Hurley. I think they guard. They play with great, you know, intensity on defense, and they're good. You know, they got very talented. You
but
know.
It seems like to me more wide open than it's
no
been.
No question.
Oh, for a long
no
time,
question.
Which is good for the fans.
Yeah,
I think.
Absolutely. It's a great time of year. If you're a sports fan, you know, so you got a lot of stuff going on
it
right
is.
Now.
Absolutely.
How far can JMU go?
I think they're dangerous. They're dangerous. You know, I'm going to say this about our program. We were the only team in our league, Kelly, that beat 2, 3, 4, and 5. Of course, we finished 6 out of 14, but we beat 2, 3, 4, 5, beat each one of them. But we struggled so bad to ever have a consistent lineup out there, you know, as we move forward. And, of course, you say, well, what happened to one? It was App State, and because of the league, that's the one team we didn't play this year. So, anyway, we were excited about all that. But I think that James Madison, of course, y'all saw us play them in Reed Green, and we were able to beat them and upset them that day when they were undefeated in the top 20. But they're a dangerous team, well-coached. Mark does a great job there, and they're very talented, and they're playing well right now.
Good stuff. Will Hall, Jay Ladner, thanks for joining us today, gentlemen.
Honored to be here.
Good stuff. We got one more segment, right? That's what we call it. Justin from Fuzzies will be joining us, and we'll continue on a Friday right after this.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, we want to thank coaches Jay Ladner and Will Hall for joining us. That was fun, Luke, to have them both at the same time.
Yeah, and have them, you know, talk about what we've got at Southern Miss. And it's just cool to have two guys in those positions going back and forth and talking about what it's like, you know, to coach here and to coach at that level.
And now comes the third celebrity of the day.
There he is.
Justin Harris, the owner of this fine establishment. As always, first of all, thank you for having us here. We say this sincerely. It is our favorite place to come.
And, well, I'm happy to have y'all. Thank y'all.
St. Patrick's Day Sunday.
Yeah, tell us about what you got going this weekend.
Well, we're excited about, obviously, a baseball weekend. It's a different place around here with baseball. And with a three-game series, it's always helps. A big Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, we're going to have a few specials and possibly a band. We're working out some kinks with that, with the weather and other things, if we got to move it. But other than that, we're going to have some specials with our tacos that we got going on currently and our typical drink specials.
Now, to clarify, you're not going to have the kinks here.
Not the kinks. Okay. We're not going to have the kinks. Okay. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Luke is quickly Googling. Kinks. What is a fuzzy leprechaun, Justin? That's one of the drinks this on Sunday, a fuzzy leprechaun.
Yes, sir. So that's our St. Patty Day drink. It's going to be a margarita with a few little liqueurs to, you know, a little play on the Irish holiday for us,
right.
St. Patrick's Day. So it's just a little fancy drink we have here for that. It'll be on special that day.
Can't get them, but
what is
here.
A fuzzy Rita?
Fuzzy Rita is just our version of the margarita. That's
okay.
All it is. It's our frozen margarita or margarita on the rocks. You can get it either way, and it's just a fuzzy Rita as opposed to a margarita.
Now, I did get, the last time I was in here, I got something a little different today, but I did the tacos that you keep telling me about that I can't ever pronounce the name is the Baja stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
And I got those, and everything you said about them was right on. They were amazing.
You enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah.
So right now that is our special with a Primo Baja, just a few things. So you buy that, you can get a $1 OG taco. So you buy any of the Primo tacos, you get any of our regular OG. You know what that means, right, Luke?
Original.
Original.
Gangster.
You get
Kelly's an OG.
He's an OG, yeah. So.
Original what?
Gangster.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what they call it.
Yeah.
So you get any of those for $1. So order a Primo Baja taco and you get
it. It's a great deal, man. They're really, really good. Because your OG stuff, I mean, you've got brisket, chicken, beef. steak, all of it.
I love about Fuzzies is you not just have steak, you got brisket. I got some brisket.
And ground beef.
Yeah.
So three different. Yeah, so there's a different variety. I mean, the kitchen may be upset about the wide varieties every now and then, but we like being able to provide that for our guests.
Actually, each day you have a different special.
Absolutely. You know, Monday's a different one, Tuesday's a different one, and those specials. And we have a drink special. So we'll have a food special each day and a drink special each day.
I can't get away from the shrimp tacos. They're delicious. Really good. Really good.
That's my favorite, the Cali Heat. So.
Yeah, really good. Really good. What are the hours here? I don't know if we've ever asked you that, Justin.
They're a little bit different on Sundays, but we now are open it on some days, not Sundays. We now open at 9 a.m. every morning, and then on Monday and Tuesday we close at 10. And then Wednesday through Saturday we carry it open just because we have trivia with world-famous Kelly and, you know, our pitcher special on Thursday. And then usually baseball games or other activities, football, whatever it is, Friday. So we stay open until 10:30, just an extra 30 minutes for our bar guests. And on Thursday, and then on Sunday we're 9 to 9, so we just close an eye a little early on Sunday.
Then I'll imagine with the NCAA basketball tournament coming up, you guys are going to be cranking it up here pretty good.
It is. We're going to have them on different TVs, and we've got all that ready. And yeah, we enjoy that, and it's good for the midweek, you know, for our midweek rush to have that. So anybody wants to come out and watch some basketball, we'll have those on.
Now, Hattiesburg Police Department's never been called while he's in the building, while Sanders in the building.
It's usually when I try to leave without paying. That's
usually what happens. That's right.
They're called every weekend, right?
Now, I want you guys to know that Justin and I were over there talking while y'all were doing that last segment, and he joins us in believing this baseball team is going to be just as good this year as they've been the last 2 years. And he's a former college player, so he's got a good insight. You like them, don't you, Justin?
I like them a lot. I think they got all the pieces. Obviously, you know, there's some new pieces to add, and that's going to gel. But everything I've seen, they've got the arms, they've got the talent. Obviously, look at the hitting lately. It's all gelling here lately, and I think that's what makes for an in-season run, you know, not peak early. You want to peak at the right time.
So you probably wouldn't want to see another super regional here or regional.
Yeah. We've already got it on the calendar. We're counting on it.
We're not spoiled at all. Yeah.
Not spoiled at all, you know.
So going back to those tournaments, did you have a lot of Tennessee people try your restaurant, LSU people, Ole Miss folks?
Louisiana. Yeah. Whatever you were, yeah, we had them. You remember on the coach, but yeah, we get a lot of travelers that stay in the hotel here. A lot of Tennessee people. Even the year before, I think it was the regional LSU. We had a lot of those guys, and then our friend, you know, the Ole Miss people. But we're happy to have them in here. It's from a business standpoint, but you'd be surprised. It really is a totally different atmosphere.
And during football season, I know that a lot of people enjoy the air conditioned comfort of Fuzzies.
Of course. Yeah.
And then just before
just
kickoff.
Under the game.
Yeah, just walk right over to the stadium.
But Fuzzies is at its best when the weather's right and you can raise
that
big garage.
Absolutely.
Hey, Justin, to say we appreciate you would be an understatement. You've been with us since we started this program, and, you know, we're always happy to help you in any way we can.
Thanks, guys.
And, man, I want to say, too, the way that they weathered COVID, I mean, when a lot of businesses were closed, were going to close, he was bound and determined to keep it open.
That's right.
All right, that wraps up the show from Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown. Again, thank you, Justin. We'll look forward to our next visit. We'll be back Monday at 1 o'clock. And until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.